so Jesus, we speak your name. And even throughout the sanctuary and the overflow, even out in the entry area where you're at, would you just begin just to even whisper the name, Jesus? Just right where you're at. Just speak his holy name, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, you were named that because you will save your people from their sins. Jesus, your name is higher than any other name. Jesus, your name has more power than any other name. Jesus, your name is holy and set apart. Your name is hallowed. It is exalted. It is treasured. It is precious. And so we speak your name this morning, not lightly, but we speak your name in wonder and awe. We speak your name humbly. We speak your name affectionately to you. We speak your name in thanksgiving. And we speak your name in worship. There is wonder, there's power, there's grace, there is love in the precious name of Jesus. And so we honor your name, Jesus, this morning. And we worship your name. We worship you. Glorify yourself as we gather these moments, as we stand in awe of you. You're worthy of our praise, Jesus, and we give it to you. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. And all God's people join me in saying, amen, amen.
Amen. I invite you to please stand and join us in singing as we worship our God together this morning. One, two, three, four. Shout your praise forevermore. let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done. Yes, Lord, we just praise you. We praise you for your goodness. We praise you for your greatness. In this space, we just welcome you. We lift up our worship to you this morning, Jesus.
In all my life, you have been faithful.
goodness of God.
I wonder how convinced Abraham was in Genesis chapter 22 of the goodness of God. When he was asked and commanded by the Lord to take his one and only son, Isaac, up a mountain to sacrifice him there. And as Abraham, in obedience, in a life laid down and surrendered, raised the knife to sacrifice his son, an angel of the Lord called out to him, "Abraham, Abraham." And Abraham said, "Here I am." The angel replied, "Do not lay a hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. And he went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. And so Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide," the name of the Lord, Jehovah Jireh, "the Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. Many scholars believe that that mountain was the hill Golgotha, or Calvary, where the Father offered his son, Jesus. But there was no substitute. Jesus was the sacrifice, the provider for the salvation of all those who would call on his name, and the provider of all of our needs. We're going to sing the song Jireh, which is taken from the song and taken from the name Jehovah Jireh, declaring the Lord's provision. And as we sing, let's worship him for the one who has provided Jesus, but also provides our every need. Let's continue to worship him together.
One, two, three, four. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do. Trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Let's sing that again. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy. Make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You would cross an ocean so I wouldn't drown. You've never been closer than you are right now. Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. And I will be content in every circumstance. You are Jireh. You are enough.
And so Jehovah Jireh, the one, the God who will provide and has provided over and over and over. Lord, we worship you and we praise you and we thank you because you have made us enough, not on our own doing, but because of the perfect provision of Jesus. We are enough because you are more than enough. And so we take that place by faith, that we are already loved, that we are already chosen, that we are already enough because you have declared it over us in Christ. You, Jehovah Jireh, the one who has provided for us and will provide forever and ever, you have spoken it and we receive it. We thank you for that amazing grace that you have showered upon us, not by our doing, but by yours. We thank you, Jesus, the one who we honored your name at the beginning of this time, for you're the one who has made us enough because you are more than enough. Thank you for that work on the cross, that perfect provision. We worship you. Speak to our hearts now. Encourage us, strengthen us, teach us in increasing ways to pray as a result of this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank